Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and tags Lump for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Weiss moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scourin is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. one out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.